All right.
Greetings.
Welcome to the Midcoast Tech Fest podcast.
Glad to be back.
Glad to be here. Episode 5. We have with us tonight Miss Allison DeHaan, a math teacher from Colegio Parish in Columbia. How are you doing tonight, Allison?
Doing great. How are you, Michael?
Excellent. Saul, how are you today?
I'm awesome. Glad to be back. Before we do anything, I would like to just... Michael doesn't know this is happening. And I really hope this works. Did it freeze? And I froze. Oh! You can see the little cake there. If you could... If you could somehow take that cake from me and add it to your screen.
Did I get the candles?
Yes. And I'm handing it over to you. So happy birthday, late birthday, Michael. Sounds like you had a great, fantastic birthday down at Columbia, so... I won't say how old you are, because that's not important, but...
But it rhymes with dirty.
So, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Sorry it's late.
No, from it's only a few.
From all the listeners out there, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. And thanks for the cake. It's my favorite.
Enjoy.
Chocolate. All right.
Anyway, well, let's get started.
Let's get started. Ms. DeHaan, we'll get back to you in a little bit to hear about your classroom and what kind of technology you got going there. Real quick, we're going to start with some new technology tools on our end that we're using. And up first, I want to talk about one that I found today called Varsity Tutor. It used to be just a site for finding tutors. Can you guys see that?
Yeah.
Nice. But now they've added, last week they added this whole big test prep thing that is completely free and really awesome. And you can see they've got tons and tons of subject area tests here that you can take. And they don't have a lot yet, but every month they're adding more and more tests. Calculus has 7 already. So there's a ton. And the nice thing is you can also create your own tests. You can use their question library to build tests. Or you can just, if you already have tests written, you can copy and paste them in or write your own questions. And you can import graphics and images if you want to also. And then you get a ton of feedback. Like if you give this to your students, then you can see how long they spent on every question. You can see their average compared to other students' averages or the percentile that answered each question correctly. So you get a ton of data back on how your students did on the test really quickly too. So it grades it for you. It has a ton of results and reporting associated with it as well. And it's completely free. So cool. It's a pretty great tool that I found today that if you got the technology in your classroom, it could be really helpful for giving tests and looking at the results. Plus, they've got mobile support, too, if you've got iPads in your classroom or some sort of bring-your-own-device policy. It's great for that as well. So that is Varsity Tutors. And as always, we'll send out these links afterwards so you don't have to write them down or anything.
Awesome. Very nice. Is it my turn?
It's your turn. What do you got?
Well, as you know, I got something in the world of language arts. One of these days I'll branch out and try something different.
You had the yearbook one last week.
Well, okay. I'm branching out a little bit, but this is can you see that? Or no? No, you can't. Let's try this. That's screen share. Okay, this is an app that I just found out about recently, as of a couple days ago as well, called Poetry Creator, that I think is pretty applicable for... Am I echoing somewhere, or is that just me?
That's okay.
It is called Poetry Creator. It is an iPhone and iPad app that is free. And basically, it's kind of like the classic kitchen magnets that you would have it in your home. You can mix around to say and express whatever you want, but it is done through an app. If you can see over here on the right, it's kind of your drawer where you keep all the words that you wish to use, and then you can mix and match over on the left to create something either based around a theme that the teacher gives or just something you want to do on your own. We'll kind of scroll through. When you're done with your poems, of course, you can email it or upload it to Facebook, however the kids choose to do it. But some of the options that are available, you know, you don't have total control over the words that you are given, but you know, here you are able to. I like the fact they have old school words and new school words. And
yeah, that's nice.
A lot of the old school words are coming from classic poetry, Shakespearean, old English stuff, new school words, modern language. Hip hop words and beatnik words are extra. You have to pay to access those dictionaries. So,
of course. It's their big money maker.
If you want to be, you know, to be real cool, you might have to pay a little bit extra, but just, you know, you can add, and you can, as far as I can tell, you can go up to as many words as you want to add the little magnet things of. So if you need more if, and buts, if you need the word the somewhere, you can kind of move that word up. If you want more old school words, if you're a real serious tone to your poem, you can add more of those. So lots of different options. I think the appearance, the interface is pretty cool. It's just real easy to use. It's free in the beginning before you start buying the...
Before you get hooked and you need your hip-hop words.
Exactly. So, I thought this was really cool. Poetry is not always the easiest thing to dive into with kids, but this is a nice modern approach to it, and I think this would be... I've yet to use it, but I would definitely try it out in my class. We do have the iPads that we could do this on. So, yeah, I really like Poetry Creator.
Nice. You'll have to share some of those poems after you get them made with your students.
Love to. Maybe I'll write some of my own.
There you go.
You know, maybe I'll start a blog, a poetry blog.
Nice. So, back to you. I've just got one more over here from the This Is What We're Doing in Class file. For any computer technology teachers or parents, any parents who want to get their kids typing, this is a great game for them. It's called NitroType. And let me pull that up over here. So, here it is. NitroType, completely free. They don't need an email or anything to log in. They just have to make a username. And then you can see here, it's like a race with people around the world. Can you guys see that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a race. And you can race with your friends or with other people, just random people. And it'll bring up the words at the bottom, and then you type them. I'm trying to type with one hand, this microphone. But then it like measures your words per minute. And I've been using it in all three of my classes, and they've had a great time so far. You can also like upgrade your car and buy new cars and change the paint and stuff. So they like that kind of stuff too. But it's just a really fun free app for getting kids excited about typing and wanting to practice typing outside of the classroom a little bit. So that's what we're doing in class the past 2 days.
Cool. So, like, how big is NASCAR in Colombia?
Hey, you don't think...
I'm sorry, what was that?
We don't have NASCAR at all.
No, okay.
Not at all. All right, so that brings us to the guest portion of our show with Miss Allison DeHaan. How you doing?
Wow, a round of applause and everything. I feel
and a drum roll. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, your what you're teaching, where you're at, all that good stuff.
Well, I'm in my fourth year teaching at KCP. I've been teaching 7th and 8th grade pre-algebra and algebra now for 4 years. And my first teaching job was here at KCP. So just finished up my master's, and I'm ready to relax a little bit and dive into more technology in the math classroom.
I bet. So that's got to be a huge time. So much more time now that you have this year, now that you're done with those night classes and everything.
Incredible, the amount of time that a master's takes.
Yeah, which is perfect for finding new technology tools.
Allison, what were you doing for your, where were you doing your master's program, or what was it in?
I took my master's at Western Carolina University, and it's a master's in educational leadership with an international concentration.
And I'm guessing it was all done online?
It was half online, half in person. It's really a quite special program because they sent professors down to Columbia.
Oh.
And a small group of 20 students had face-to-face classes for a week straight and then followed it up online.
Were the online classes interactive, or were they Blackboard style?
It was Blackboard style, and it was usually like some of those class phone conversation type things where maybe a group did a presentation one day and we all listened and commented and that kind of thing. More of a wrap-up, not so much of an actual class activity.
Cool. Okay.
Did you like the online format of the classes? Did it go pretty well?
Yes and no, depending on the teacher.
That makes sense.
Those that had more experience with it tended to utilize it to a higher level, whereas others, sometimes with the discussion boards, we had, you have to comment 3 times, and when you're forced to meet a certain criteria, it's not always good material.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely experienced that as well. So before you get into specific tools, would you talk a little bit about just how technology has changed at Kalaeo Parish since you started 4 years ago and to where it is now?
Wow, 4 years ago, didn't have iPads. The laptops were brand new at the school. So the laptop carts were just being brought out. We just had the computer labs. We all had computers, projectors. Kalaeo Parish likes to make its own technology. So, for example, a document camera made out of a webcam and a Mimio board made out of a Wii remote with some swanky marker that doesn't always work 100% and kind of discourages teachers from trying to use the technology when it doesn't work 100%. But we're getting over that hump, and it sounds like we're getting to a better place.
Wow, that's resourceful. Very resourceful.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
I remember seeing those Wii remotes when I started, like, on top of the projectors and being like, what were they doing here? But makeshift smart boards, nice. All right, so what tool are you going to share with us today? What are you using a lot that you like in the classroom?
Well, at the end of last year, as sort of a review project, we used an app called Docery. And it's a multi-usable app, but what I focused on was the screencasting portion of it. And I had students writing up scripts of a certain topic that they needed to teach or refresh on, and then they were able to record by hand whatever it was that they were presenting and go back and then record their voice. And I chose Docery because other screencasting apps don't always allow you to go back and record your voice after you've written what you want to write, and I felt that the ability for students to not have to multitask would be a benefit for them.
Yeah, that's nice. And I've got it pulled up over here. So you had them do it on the iPads, correct?
Yes, we were using the iPads. We had a set of 10 iPads, and I had them I'm working in groups of two.
Nice. So that's cool. So yeah, it's a free app that if you have iPads in your school or your classroom that you can get and use for screencasting, but then it's also can be used for like an interactive whiteboard, right?
Right, right. And so the teacher could be teaching a lesson, using it and recording the lesson, and then later on posting it to whatever site that they use, for example, Moodle, and students could go back and re-listen to the lesson if they'd missed something or didn't understand something or were absent. Works like that as well.
Nice. Did you try it? Sorry, go ahead.
How was that process itself? How did the kids adapt to using this program? Had they done something similar before? Was it easy for you to get it going?
It was really easy to get going, and I was quite surprised, honestly, because I don't think that they had used anything like screencasting before.
Yeah.
I know that in their Spanish course, they had done some animations and things like that, so they were familiar with drawing and mapping out an idea. But Docery was very user-friendly. The kids very quickly were teaching me different tools that were present and doing things that I hadn't even thought of doing, incorporating other apps as simple as notes into their screencasts on Docery. So,
did you run into any problems with it? Were there any problems?
Getting started, there were a couple issues uploading the videos to YouTube, but mainly it was internet connectivity and things like that. I originally thought we were going to email them to me and then I would organize them and put them somewhere, but what worked out best was just creating a class YouTube page and giving them the password and having them upload them to YouTube. And then at the end of every day, I'd change the password so they could go in and delete one of their classmates' posts. It wasn't difficult to do.
This is something you did last year?
Yeah, at the end of last year as a review right before their final exam. We divvied up all the different topics that we needed to review, and each kid recorded about a 3 to 4 minute video refreshing main vocabulary from that topic and actually solving a problem with steps and tips and hints. And then after they had created it and uploaded it to YouTube, we watched a few of them in class and talked about how to improve them, and then they made a second video. And then we watched some of those and talked about questions and where to go from there and what to study and how to prepare for their final.
Was the student reaction pretty positive? Did they like watching the videos and seeing each other's?
Yeah, in general, they like to try to figure out whose voice was what, because sometimes students didn't say who it was by until the very end. And they learned a lot about how fast to talk and how slow and how neat they had to write and a lot of little technology pointers that they're going to need outside of school. They're going to need in the business world here pretty soon.
Yeah. Definitely. Nice. Well, yeah, that sounds like a wonderful activity. Are you going to try it again this year?
Yeah, the plan is to look into it probably during second quarter. I'd like to get them using it more frequently so that towards the end of the year they can be some pretty nice screencasts. I originally got the idea because we use Khan Academy a lot in class, but it doesn't always cover exactly what we're looking for, so having the kids create their videos and covering exactly the topics that we wanted to cover worked out pretty well.
Like a Dahan Academy.
Woo!
Touché. If there's something else that you could have in your class technology-wise or just something as simple as an app that might cost a little more, or just some piece of technology that you don't have already that you would like to have, what would that be on your wish list?
Wish list? Well, I feel like I have a lot of technology for a math classroom right now. I mean, students all have graphing calculators. I guess, to be quite honest, there's been a lot of hype about the TI Inspire, and I would love to have honestly more training about the TI Inspire and how I can use that with my kids to get them more in-depth understanding in the different topics in math that we're talking about. I have the app on my iPad, but I gotta be honest, I haven't even looked at it.
Hmm. All right.
Very nice. All right, well, I think that about does it for tonight, unless either of you have anything more to add, any more surprise birthday cakes, things like that.
This is kind of off the radar a little bit, but and maybe this is more directed to Michael, but I'm curious how you felt about the ending of Breaking Bad. Can we talk about this here?
I'm not gonna give any spoilers.
Is this the place? Is this the place to talk about this?
No spoilers, because I know Don is watching it. But I was happy. It left me feeling as it ended as it should, I think.
Okay.
And you?
Yeah, I was extremely satisfied, and I know how important watching television is to overseas teachers, so that's why I bring it up.
I guess I hate to admit it, but yeah, it sort of gives you that nostalgic feel of home, and it's nice to be on the same page with people back home and know that you've still got like that connection, and yeah, it's television, but I don't know, sometimes it's a little more than that.
Just when you're here, which I am, in the States, it's like there's just so much stuff, so much crap on TV to kind of wade through. When you're overseas, it's like, well, I just want to watch what I know is worth my time, and yeah, and binge watching is just part of the expat experience.
Watch an entire season in one night.
Yeah, it's definitely possible.
Not only possible, but often probable.
Okay, well, that's all I have outside the realm of ed technology. So.
Good question.
Okay.
All right. Well then, I mean that's about all we got.
Excellent.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. Short notice, I know, but thanks for coming on and talking to us. It was a great podcast. All right, so we'll see you next week.
At our regular time.
Regular time.
This will be over, and we'll take it back Wednesday night.
All right. We'll see everybody then.
Take care.